This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Delta Goodrum's been such a mainstay on Australian screens and stages, you easily forget what she has accomplished. 16 ARIA Awards, a Silver Logie Award, 4 number one albums just to start. She has written and performed for Olivia Newton-John, Celine Dion, Tony Bennett, starred as Grisabella in the iconic musical Cats, and of course is in her ninth year now as the anchoring host and coach for Channel 9's song contest, The Voice. She's announced her next tour, Bridge Over Troubled Dreams, heading around Australia in April 2021, and her new single, Paralyzed. Delta joins us. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your new single, Paralyzed, it is fantastic. But as you read the lyrics to it, it almost preempted this season that we're living in now. You talk about life being cancelled, doctors saying that you cannot fly. It's almost a little bit too close to home, perhaps. But what inspired it for you?
Yes, I appreciate you reading the lyrics and seeing that, because it definitely is a little bit spooky when I read the lyrics back. But no, this was a personal story, and it was my own story of resetting and a part in my life where it ended up everything had to stop and take the time to sort of find a new path. But as the lyric has sort of evolved, I realised that this is everyone's story right now, and so I've really just thought it was a perfect time to share this song.
Yeah, and what do you do for yourself personally when you are in those times where everything stopped, where you've got to reset, where you've got to kind of regroup? How do you pick yourself up and look at what's next?
Sometimes, I mean, surrendering to the moment is hard, but then obviously having that fire in you going, okay, what do I need to know out of this moment? And I'm somebody who really looks within and goes, okay, what is this trying to tell me? What parts of my life can I change to move forward? And I think that everybody, I know all of my friends, so many people who are going through that reset right now where they're evaluating everything and they're going, what works for me and what doesn't going into this next part of life?
Yeah, and I mean, lockdown has looked different for us all. You yourself obviously still got to be able to do The Voice, which is so great. Looked very different for the second half of the show. How have you handled the year that has been 2020? And what have some of the reset moments been in your own life, even though you have been able to still keep working, thankfully?
I mean, we didn't know when we were going to come back at The Voice. We weren't sure how that was going to work. I know that every day it was changing and evolving. So I was so proud of production for being able to get Kelly and George in the seats on screens, having the families of the artists on the screens. I was really proud of production and pulling it all together. And it was a new experience for everyone. But I guess I'm just finding my way like everybody. I'm kind of just trying to evolve, finding new ways, like doing my bunker down sessions on the live stream, making sure that we keep bringing music out. I think for me, it's that I had a lot of music in my back pocket ready for this year, and it wasn't how we thought it was going to go out. But, you know, however it's meant to go out, this is how it is. And I deeply feel what people are going through right now, like we all do. And I'm just sort of trying to send love through music.
And I think if anything, this time has made people really appreciate art and musicians and the creative industry around us, because maybe we've taken for granted live shows and artists like yourself sharing music with us. And yet in this time, we're seeing so many creative ways where people are bringing it to the front, like your bunker dance sessions, which have been fantastic. And we love seeing Matthew in the background there. I have to say, the moment you put a good looking guy in the background, people already are going to start asking questions. You've grown up in front of Australians who always nitpick about your personal life. How do you handle that kind of curiosity and that sort of interest in something that is very personal?
I mean, it's a great way of saying it. You're so right. Well, I definitely realized a little while ago that probably when I turned 30, I think I realized that I didn't want to, I like my personal life being my personal life as much as it can be, but I've also always respected and understood that there was an interest from people, and I've gone, okay, well, you know, that's I'm appreciative, I guess, that people are interested. But I do my very best to be able to still live my life with my family and friends and loved ones, and at the same time do my duty in doing the best I can with music in public.
Yeah, and sharing as much of your story as you enjoy.
Yeah, for sure.
All of us in different...
It's a little extraordinary in when your living room starts to become your stage. So, yeah, you know, we've all got to keep evolving in that aspect. I'm like, okay, well, this is the living room. This is, you know, obviously who I'm quarantining with. So,
you are inviting the people in. But, it, I mean, it's tough when families are literally on top of each other, whether it's people with their partners, whether it's people with kids. Mm. Have you got any advice for those who are finding it challenging, maybe having so much more face-to-face time than they're used to with the people that they do live with?
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't know. I don't know the advice. I know that I'm really missing my, definitely missing all our families in different states, like my dad and my cousins and my mum and my brother in Adelaide. You know, I can't wait till we can all be in the same room together, that's for sure.
Yeah, and well, your tour next year, A Bridge Over Troubled Dreams, that is going to be one of the first opportunities people get to experience live music again. All things being equal, we hope that it, you know, comes off in the best of ways.
For sure.
Between It and Paralyzed and your last single, Keep Climbing, there's definitely a theme of imagining, dreaming, hoping, stepping up. Why are those things on your mind at the moment?
I mean, I think that's always a part of my, it's actually a part of my DNA, I guess. I definitely am always going to be a dreamer, and I also love visuals. So the Bridge Over Troubled Dreams has a lot of visuals to me, and the idea of that one step on sometimes you don't, the uncertainty in what we've all been feeling, and that just taking that one step and saying that I hope it leads to a bridge over troubled dreams, because everybody's dreams right now, there's none that don't come without their troubles. So much of everybody that they're feeling, I guess it was just the writer in me that starts to sort of find those different esoteric but also literal phrases. Paralyzed is about everything stopping. And, you know, Keep Climbing is about giving that hope.
And you are, like, as I mentioned, it's going to be the first live show people get to experience these songs.
First live show, yes.
Oh,
I know I went first out the gate, but I was like, look, we have to have something to look forward to. April, May next year, I've been talking with the venues to make sure that we're still okay. And at the moment, we're still okay. So I'm really keeping my everything crossed and looking forward to seeing people there.
Yeah, so what do you want to bring to that time and get out of that moment? Because, I mean, for the audience, we get to experience live music, but for you, you get to be on a stage surrounded by fans again.
For sure. I mean, it's that direct connection. It'll also be quite a healing time in the sense that I hope that we'll be able to be singing through music and sharing our stories. And I'm in my live shows, anything can happen. I'm very spontaneous, but there's also a show. There's also got to be an arc to the journey that you take someone on when we all collectively spend these couple of hours together in a room singing, and it's really, really my favorite part of everything.
And you do talk so much about the fan and artist relationship with the contestants that you work with on The Voice so beautifully, but I also notice a really special connection that you make with the artists who've experienced a personal challenge, whether it's like this year, Timothy Bowen and his own cancer diagnosis. And you open up that side of your story where I think a lot of others, whether it's individually, whether it's public faces, whether you've had a cancer diagnosis or anything like that, a lot of people are really personal about it. They want to step past it. They don't want it to be a sort of feature of what they're doing. But I feel like you've really lent into that part of your journey. You use it to help people. You've recently started the Delta Goodrum Foundation. Why is that approach? Why is that your approach to it? Why is it something that you're vulnerable about and open about and help others through?
Because it becomes something very, still a big part of my life in speaking to people who are still in the fight. I didn't necessarily, I'm proud to be a survivor, but at the same time, I think that it's really important when young people or any age group are diagnosed. So many families are affected by cancer. And so to be able to launch the foundation is something concrete for me to be able to really impact people's lives and make a difference. And I think that conversation makes it, being able to be transparent is what we can truly connect to. Otherwise, if we can't be open about it, have that conversation, then how can the person listening at home feel that they are heard?
Well, you certainly brought a lot of transparency to that side of your life, and we so appreciate all that you've shared with us on The Voice, and we look forward to seeing you in April next year. Delta, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Laura. No, thank you so much for your lovely question.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.